Right, it's time for the podcast.
Is it?
Yes,
is it though?
Adam Richard, that way just got Brennan.
Hello.
Punctual Teddy Sullivan.
Strap in for another tornado of piss and wind. As the Poofcast comes to town.
Oh my God. We should do a live one of these. Can you imagine how awesome it would be?
Oh, can you imagine how tedious it would be?
Oh my God. Could you imagine how drunk we would be?
Oh, Christ.
Also, we wouldn't be able to cut out all the shit bits.
Oh, so well, people would know what we're actually like.
We don't cut out the shit bits. I've said before, it's nose to tail broadcasting.
That's right. No,
every last
exhalation.
Well,
no, judging by the last few podcasts,
we do cut out the shit bits, but we stick them all together in another one later on.
Yeah. One giant trough.
Have a conversation about Fassbender, irony, or Provenza Schauler. Poofy
to me. Oh, well, apparently people keep writing to us.
What, to tell us to stop?
Yeah. No, other than those people. They write to us all the time.
Yeah.
No, it's time for Dear Talking Poofy.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been ages.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But we do have a letter. This is from Tim, who is the same guy who wrote to us about what equipment he needed.
Right. Oh, okay, right.
Our young friend, who you were terrified, Toby, might have been like 16 or 17 and about to embark on the whole world of gay and that we were going to destroy his, tiny mind.
Yes.
So he's written to us. He said, hi again, guys, because he's written to us before.
Hi,
see?
Tim.
Get it?
Repeat offender.
Hi again, guys. I have a question about the peel. My fag hag and I are planning to go soon after we're both 18.
Fucking he's learning quickly, isn't he?
Yeah.
1 minute, how do I have sex? Near minute, my fag hag. Are you on an accelerated learning course?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, you're a prodigy. You're like the Mozart of gayness.
He says, after we're both 18, yes, I'm 17 now and was when I set my last question, so you needn't need to worry so much. That's exactly how old we thought you were.
I know.
Oh,
I worry that 17-year-olds are listening to us and taking our advice.
And taking notes.
This, oh, my God.
Right, I need a fag hag.
Yep.
I need to go to the peel.
That's
I need to suck someone off through a hole in the wall in the toilets at the train station.
Listen. We're not so much educational as a sobering warning. Okay? Just keep that in mind, Tim.
Don't worry too much about him. He'll be fine. He's probably the drama captain.
He's probably
He's got a great career ahead
Dance
of him. It's
going to
be okay. Dance captain.
Head of the Gay Straight Alliance and the Glee fan club.
That's right. Probably can't wait till he moves to Sydney to go to fashion college. It's going to be fun.
So, he's looking forward to going to the Peel, which is a nightclub in Melbourne, for those of you interstate and overseas. He said, I have heard that they don't always let girls in, but I think I may have read recently that their legal right to do that was taken away sometime last year. Also, could you explain this and also maybe just talk about the peel? Like we don't enough.
Yeah,
I can talk about the peel. I've got quite a lot to say about the peel. Most of it goes like this.
I think if you go to our website, you'll see Toby's put a post of, guys, I've made a list of really awesome things about the peel. Number one. And that's it.
Do you know what? I sometimes think the peel is kind of quite a good self-correcting mechanism.
Yep.
Because every time I go there, it's so awful.
Yeah.
I can only last about 12 minutes before I leave.
Yeah.
So it's sort of
I think it goes deeper in that than that.
Mm.
I go there and I think, God, I hope it's a choice. It's dead. Anyway.
He says, can you talk about the peel or Melbourne gay clubs in general to give my friend and I an idea of what to expect? Now, I went to the peel when I was probably 17.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 18. I was
totally 18.
All right, so I rode my BMX there and it got stolen by a drag queen. Anyway, I used to go to the Peel as a teenager, and it's probably not the place you want to go to at that age. It's not.
Mm.
It's pretty ferocious.
It is pretty ferocious.
And it's vile and it smells. And
also, like, do you know what? Maybe it is the place you want to go to when you're 17. Because if you're 17 and you're living in, fucking Chadston or Chatswood or fucking Perth or, whatever you're doing, and you've got this vision in your mind of, like, gaytopia, you're watching Queer as Folk and all sorts of stuff, maybe for half an hour you do want to go there and just watch a whole lot of gays rubbing each other off.
I remember taking my boyfriend when I was 19. He was British and was like, here on one of those visas that you're allowed to work. And he had only been to Southside Gay. So he'd only been to like the, you know, Three Faces as it was then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The sort of palatial.
Yeah, you know, kind of, or dance parties, and there'd be like a little clutch of gays in the corner, you know, your winter days and all that kind of thing. So he'd seen a lot of glamour gay.
Oh, wow.
And so I took him to the Peel one night at like 4 a.m, and he just went, "Oh my God, I didn't realize gay people could be ugly." And he was just saying, there was one guy pashing off some other guy, and they both of them had the wrongest mullets you've ever seen.
Oh,
he's like, "Oh my God, there's gay bogans and everything."
Because you know what? The Peel used to be a lot scuzzier than it is. Nowadays, it's relatively quite sort of, you know,
it's a bit zhuzhy.
It's got that sort of pissy Caroline Springs bathroom feel to it now.
Yes.
But it did used to be rough.
Very rough. And, you know, so I'm thinking, Tim, you should maybe go to, what's the place we went to that night with Melinda Buttle, the Bottom Whisperer?
We went to Heaven's Door.
Heaven's Door.
Oh, commercial run. Yes,
and
that's fun.
We were the only people there over 21.
Yep. Significantly over 21.
By 20 years.
Yeah.
I had all these people come up to me and go, "Oh, my God, my mum listens to you on the radio. She loves you."
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Tell your mum I said hi.
I'll sign you an autograph. I've just got to go over here and kill myself.
Yeah.
But that was full of, you know, teenagers having a whale of a time.
But, you know, give the Peel a go. It's sort of something to experience.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't go to the Peel. I'm just saying don't expect anything good
to happen. I think for half an hour you would go there and just go, "Wow, this is a fabulous Disneyland." This is, because it's big. It's very big.
It's very big. And also you get a really broad cross-section of people there.
Which is
kind of one of the good things about the Peel.
Yeah, it's not like the Greyhound, which is just full of judgment and
exactly and judgment and looks. Twinkness.
But please, Tim, only stay there for like 20-25 minutes before some predatory fag bums you off in the toilets.
Other thing is, because the Peel's open until the trams and the trains start, don't go there until then.
Don't see their closing time as a challenge, Tim.
Because that last hour is really not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Imagine being Tim and, you know, sitting in your little racing car bed, looking at your glow-in-the-dark stars stuck on the roof. And like, imagine your daydream was the Peel.
Dreaming of the Peel.
Like, imagine, it's like a little boy in Moscow going,
But it is, it's kind of interesting that, you know, we see the Peel because we've been going there for 20 years, let's face it.
I used to live down the road.
Yes.
Like, walking distance.
We've been 1,000 times and we're quite jaded.
By walking distance, you mean the back row.
Yeah. I always get someone to carry me. But I wonder what it would be like stepping into the Peel now and seeing it with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
We have all these kind of associations and so many sort of dodgy
nights
there.
We see all the ghosts in the corner. We see all that, whoops, shouldn't have done that.
Have you noticed like kids just call it Peel now?
I went
to Peel. Like Velvo, Velvo and Jaspers and all them, they go, I went to Peel last night. Did you go to Peel? I'm going to Peel. Whereas I've always called it the Peel.
Peel.
Yes.
Or when I was being particularly derogative, I go, "Ugh, I ended up at the Sir Robert Peel again."
Yes. Precise.
Maybe the more words you use to describe it, the more derogatory it is. So they kind of like it. So
they
it's
like
Peel,
it.
Whereas
Peel.
We're kind of the Peel,
Peel,
which is one more word, which is very telling.
Where else should he go? There's Peel.
There's
Greyhound.
The Heaven's Door. Heaven's Greyhound Door. Is fun.
I don't mind the Greyhound that much.
Greyhound is fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
But it costs $1 million to get in and you have to queue.
The Greyhound is kind of, if you want that kind of really glamorous big mega club, that'd be quite good for, I reckon, young Tim to go to. And, you know, that's
And there's
be pretty
a show
exciting.
On. There's no show at the Peel.
No. Well, there is, but it's not something you want to see.
Scott Brennan in the courtyard giving someone a handy at the smoking table.
Yeah, God damn
That's the other thing I don't like about the Peel is the smoking area.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
It is
pretty much.
Because you got, like, we're in the old days when you could smoke in the whole place.
Mm.
Like, the dance floor was always full and no one had shirts on and you could just rub up against someone that, you know, you fancied by accident.
Yeah.
Maybe take a photo of them.
But, you know, like, the dance floor was fun. But now the dance floor, there's like 8 people on it.
And everyone's
in the smoking area.
Back. In terms of your little friend...
your fag hag. Yes. Yeah, you probably won't get in with a girl alone.
I think the rule is...
Isn't it Fridays or something?
No.
I'm not sure. It all depends on kind of what the mood of the bouncer is, to be perfectly honest. And I think as a general rule, if there are more girls and guys, you won't get in.
No.
If there are equal numbers, girls and guys, you might not get in. But if there's like one girl amongst 4 guys...
Yeah.
Then it's a bit
you
safer.
Should be okay.
As you say, it does depend on the bouncers. And let's be realistic, Tim. You're fucking 17. If you show up, in hot pants and a singlet.
Yeah, and flash a cute smile.
You could bring, like, you know, Little Women with you.
Yeah.
You could bring the Australian netball team.
And let's face it, they're probably likely to go.
Do you know what? I have just spent, for my sins, 2 weeks in Perth and spent some quality time at Connie's.
Oh, right. I love Connie's.
I fucking hate Connie's.
However, you go to this lesbian mud wrestling?
Yes, I went to lesbian mud wrestling.
You know, Green Day went to the lesbian mud wrestling.
Yes, really? I heard about that 400 times. Connie's is all right. She's a good girl. It's a good girl. But
connections
and
for those of you in the
connections, and also the court as well. But so many women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's just, it's not even a thing in
Perth.
See,
that's what I noticed at the Heaven's Door.
It's just a nightclub.
That night we were out with Melinda Buttle. Mm. There are so many women at the Heaven's Door.
Mm.
It's like, you know, it's fag hag city.
Yeah.
Does it shit you? Does it bother you?
No.
Assembled company?
No, not at all. It bothers me that there is that restriction that they think that, oh, we just want to be in a male-only environment.
No.
It creates a kind of different energy.
You know what the whole thing was at the Peel about? Was about their older patrons, and also the fact that it was turning into, because everyone of Tim's age and aroundabouts are, you know, open about their sexuality fairly early on and everyone's fine with it. So it's like, oh my God, I went to the Peel with my friends. You've got to come to the Peel. You'll love it.
Yeah, it became a tourist trick.
Yeah, so then all the girls from the call centre would go with their one gay friend and it was like a hen's night all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and you remember that night we were out with the hens.
Oh, yeah.
If anything's going to put a damper on your sex life, it's a bunch of screaming
dicks. The thing is...
If it does get unbalanced, it does change the character.
It does, and I can agree with that. I can go, okay, that's fine. Mm. We need a kind of gay space where whatever, blah, blah. But I don't think it's applied particularly well.
No.
I think that the Peel just goes, oh, no women, no women. And, you know, like there are clearly lesbians who want to come in. Clearly lesbians that I've seen turned away.
Yeah, well, that's because they're going to hit each other with pool cues.
Well, admittedly, they were slapping each other across the head with their thongs.
No open toed shoes.
But clearly, you know, women that probably, you know, should have been allowed in, I would say, have been turned away simply because,
well, you know, that's where the no open toed shoe policy comes from.
No lesbians.
No, it was just like it stops A, women.
Right.
Because women hate closed toe shoes. They love a strappy sandal.
Yes.
And I remember when I was working at the exchange behind the bar, someone rang one night. They went, hi, what's your policy on open toed shoes? I was like, well, the policy is no open-toed shoes. And they're like, why? Why? And I was like, well, because, you know, we serve a lot of glassware. Drunk people break glasses.
Yes.
The glasses cut people's feet. You know, then there's blood everywhere and it's dangerous. They're like, is that all?
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, it's just, you know, we just don't have, it's just a policy. There's no open-toed shoes. He goes, oh. I completely ruined my outfit for tonight. I was going to wear my bone slides. All right, I'll go and find something else. Thanks, bye.
What exactly are bone slides?
I would have thought you'd know.
Hey!
It's slides are what they called scuffs for a while.
Right, okay. My bone slides.
My bone slides.
Oh, my God.
That was the open the no right. open-toed shoe policy was the discreet way of saying
no ladies.
No fish.
Well, maybe we should get Grunty McFuckering on the line.
Fuck, he's...
And ask him about his policies.
About
open-toed shoes. But it is his venue, which
is Wrongens.
Yeah. Which is notoriously doctrinaire about its door policy.
I don't even understand their door policy sometimes.
No.
I think they might have a no Asians door policy.
Really? It depends on the night, I think. Yeah, it depends what mood Grunty's in, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He might be in the mood for a bit of that.
All right, well, let's ask him.
Well, let's get him on the line.
Let's ask him.
Grunty, are you there?
What?
Oh, yeah, hello, Grunty.
Hi, Grunty.
Oh, fucking, is it you, faggot?
Yes. Hello.
Listen, you better fucking hurry up. I'm in the middle of stock take, by which I mean jizzing down the throat of a twink.
Okay, well, we got a letter from a young guy called Tim. He's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. No. I can't believe you lazy quinces can read. If you would, you'd read the sign out the front of my life and you say, no, fuckwit.
Tim, who's 17, wants to come to, he wants to go to the Peel or possibly even Wrongens.
Yep.
Oh, this kid, he's written in before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking hell, what else you want help with, mate? Wiping your ass. Here's a tip. Wipe forward, otherwise you'll smear shit over your personality. Isn't there some kind of fucking dummies guide for faggots? Oh, that's right, you're broadcasting it.
He wants to know.
Fuck me, what does this remedial poof want now?
He wants to know if he can bring his fag hag with him, because he's heard you have a very strict policy about no women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very strict policy about women unless they're paying for everything.
Oh, okay, right.
Look, the Wrongens national chain of gay bar and car reupholsterers welcomes everyone. Our official policy on we have an official respect policy for lady women,
right.
Which is articulate because we have the highest respect for fucking fish here at Wrongens.
And so is it so that you let all of them in, or is it just, is it kind of one man, one woman? What's the ratio that you're going for?
I tend to go by mood.
Right.
I tend to sense the mood of the room.
Yeah.
But right. Which I mean, on the odd occasion that I am fucking conscious.
Yeah, okay.
If I can see some kind of fucking vaginal silhouette in the hazy distance. It is about finding the right mix of atmosphere,
yes,
for more patrons to have the optimal nightclub experience. By which I mean, right, if fucking Nemo's got the bucks, she's welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Right, there's no fucking, you don't get a fucking $50 note saying this was handed to you by some mutt, right? It's all cash. Doesn't fucking bother me. Timbo was welcome. Little Timbo, how old did you say he was?
17.
He's very fucking welcome. In fact, it's fucking mandatory.
Right.
In fact, there's a fire engine hitting around to his joint right about now. You got a brother?
Not sure.
Oh, well, he's fucking welcome too. Doesn't fucking bother me. It is very important. I don't want him to be, you know, disappointed, right? I mean, know there's a lot of expectation about what might transpire at a same-sex dancing establishment.
Yes.
And I don't know what he's fucking expecting. You know, fucking Anthony Kalia swinging in a trapeze above the dance floor singing castrati love ballads while foam bubbles across the room. Fucking bullshit. But at my joint, I've got a Tim Gin pit with a bunch of fags rubbing each other's tits to the sound of a Koala compilation from 1992. So you tell him if that's not worth the $37.50 cover charge on a Tuesday night, then he might want to think about just sticking some fucking glitter to his tits and going to the Welcome Stranger for a quiet shand in the afternoon.
Sound advice, Grunty.
Sound advice. Well, thanks, Grunty. I think that's pretty much cleared it up for us.
Can I fucking go now? Yeah, it's off my heart's depository.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't call this fucking number again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Grunty. Bye. Oh, there's that answered.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, hope that helps, Tim. Yeah. Wow.
Any addictions?
There were some episodes, but I'd rather not talk about them. Puffy to me.
Oh, that was yum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was mixed media.
Oh, and it smells really bad. Oh, it smells meaty.
That's because that's the hamburger.
Well, fart you did out in the... Oh,
that was bad. I'm full of really bad smell.
All right, so the second bottle is open.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. And we're not talking amyl, are we?
No, not yet. Not yet. The second bottle has been opened.
Yeah.
We're all 40. We're all quiet, mature, professional
people.
He's
not 40 yet. Stop saying it.
I'm not. I'm about to.
He needs to get used to it.
I know.
We're all mature, right? So what I'm getting at is, so far, we have giggled like teenage girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have ogled strangers.
Mm-hmm.
We have had quite a serious discussion about how bad farts smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we're discussing what the burps smell like.
Yeah.
Right. This is like fucking school camp.
Yeah.
This is like,
yeah, pretty
shut
much,
the fuck
yeah.
up, John. I'm trying to fucking go to sleep.
It's like, well, it was like my year 12 camp, but about 40% less gay, to be honest.
Where did you go to school?
I went in my year 12 school camp. There were six of us in my cabin.
Right.
Five of
your
us.
Your cabin.
Oh, my cabin. Yes,
so
in the cabin.
Self-centered.
In the cabin that I was in. I mean, I was clearly the leader.
Dear penthouse.
Yeah, because I was, the
dear
only bottom.
Australian women's
no.
forum.
There were six of us in the cabin that I was in.
Yes.
And after high school, five of us came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you all friends?
Yes, very
because
good friends.
All of my friends at high school turned out to be fags.
Really?
Yeah. Really? None of my friends turned out to be fags.
I ran tight with a group of four, and three of us.
Really?
Three of you are fags.
Enjoy the penis.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. So, yeah, think of the fun we could have had if we'd kind of, you know.
I know, if we'd realised at the time.
Realised at the time, it could have been great.
I don't think it would have changed anything.
Really? Well, it wouldn't change anything
but you.
Because
all kids now are open in high school and it's not.
And it's not.
Not helping them.
It's not.
No, that's true.
They're still topping themselves, poor loves.
No. Well, start off on a high note. Good work.
What? It's true. It's a true fact of life.
That's true.
The gays are depressed and they like to end their lives at an early age.
I do kind of regret that I never had any teenage experience.
I thought you were going to say, I do kind of regret I didn't top myself when I was a teenager when I was really thinking about it. Because it's been quite shit up till now.
I never had any kind of teenage fondlings.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's every mature faggot's regret that they didn't have that kind of, you know, teenage process.
Abandonment.
Just learning to flirt. Didn't have genuine romance.
Oh,
didn't have the flutters and
you
stuff.
You did. You started quite early.
I started way early.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I was a fucking machine.
Well, I didn't come out till I was like 26 or 27 or something.
I came out when I was 19. So how old were you? You were quite young.
I was like 16, 15, 16. I had sex first when I was like 14 and a half, 15 years old.
Wow.
He's like my best mate. He's got kids now.
Wow. But and that's not even a venereal disease.
No.
Yeah.
That terrible STI that grows up and goes to school.
Yeah.
but no, and when I was 19, like I remember doing a gig with lovely Tom Ballard, who was 19 at the time.
Oh, yes.
And was talking about, you
he's
know.
He's been 19 for some time.
He's been 19 for a few years now. Yeah. Was talking about being, you know, open about his sexuality and doing stand-up. And I got on stage after he'd finished on because I was emceeing, and I was like, wow, 19, really secure about his sexuality, great comedian, just... You know, I couldn't have done that when I was 19 because I was too busy sucking cock. Heaps of cock. I was 19. I weighed 90 kilos. I was blonde and hot.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time again for Is That a Thing?
Is It a Thing? Is It a Thing? We've invented a few things.
We were like a barbershop quartet.
I know, but there's only three of us.
I know.
So we need a whiz here.
Play for all the barbers were drunk sluts.
The barbers didn't know how to do hair. What kind of fucked up shithouse gays are we that we can't do hair?
I know.
I would if I could, but I can't.
That's a prerequisite.
Well, none of us have got very much, so really it's a moot point.
God, we don't have enough to weave a doormat.
we'd be lucky to fill a fucking drain plug.
I've got quite a bit below the neck.
Okay, right.
Just not above.
Doesn't count.
No, you're
doesn't
right.
count, sadly. No, not non-qualifying.
All right, we're talking this week about something called wimming.
Wimming.
It's not when Tommy Little has a rim job.
I was going to say, I'm not sure I heard you correctly.
Sorry.
Wimming.
Stop it. You're just being ridiculous.
I'm being wee-wee-wooed.
Wee-wee-wooed.
Wimming.
About what's wee-wee of where we serious issue. Yes.
Is it's that it's so am I white in assuming that wimming has nothing to do with the rectum?
No, it does. Have a lot to do with the rectum. Wimming is basically rimming to the power of whatever number of people are involved. It's when two or more people give you a rim job at the same time.
Now, that's logistically very
also
awkward.
Known as a rimming orgy.
Right. Or a gang rim.
A gang rim.
Gang rim.
Pack rim.
Pack rim.
Pack rim is a thing, isn't it? Pacific rim.
Yeah. Oh my God, pack rim.
It's a pack rim.
So, but actually, you know, because you know, the anus is kind of tucked into a corner.
It was so mine is fuck. Well, there's two very large buildings on the outside.
Your anus is like Docklands. It's really hard to get to, and nobody wants to go there.
And it's really windy.
But it's kind of...
As opposed to your anus, which is like the fucking mouth of the marabou.
Yeah, I fucking know.
You can't avoid it. You get sucked into the swell, you're dead.
There's quite a little rip.
My arsehole is the only one in the world with a rip. Swim sideways, everyone. Swim sideways. But...
Scott Brennan's anal undertone.
But Like, more than one person rimming you at the same time is quite awkward.
That's a lot of faces.
No, I think
near the
what
feces.
You're... See, you, when you get rimmed, probably get, like, a lot of tongue all the way in because there's no resistance pushing back the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like someone putting their tongue in the block arcade. No, but actually getting to the entrance is very difficult.
Whereas for the rest of us, you probably can...
Be like tonguing off a bucket of jelly.
So the rest of us, like, you could probably get two tongues on there at the same time.
Really? I'm thinking just the angles of heads, faces and
my tongue's really long. I can get it in quite a ways before...
I'm with Scott.
I think it's logistically quite awkward.
Doesn't
all
right, sound
Scott,
right.
Get your ass up, man. Maybe right, I'll rim you now. We'll see if we can do it. I'm glad no one's ever suggested that we test these out to make sure.
Think about it. Can two people eat a cornetto at once?
Yes.
Yes. Can two people eat a vagina at once?
I don't know.
Can two
I love
people?
That now we've got a meme.
Yeah,
an audible meme.
Can two people use a scratch and sniff at the same time?
It's got nothing to do with your tongue. A scratch and sniff.
No, but you still got to get your face. You've got to get two faces in the right.
I've been in a three-way pash before. You can get three tongues all together in the one place.
Yeah, but getting those two tongues into a crack. Really hairy crack, let's face it. I'm not sure that's a thing.
You don't know it's hairy. You don't know it's hairy.
I reckon. And look, I've had more
threesomes. I don't think you can get more than two people. It says two or more. I think three would be awkward.
Oh, well, I think three, you should sell tickets and join Le Clique if you can get that kind of shit going on. I think we're realistically talking about you know, two
look,
tongues,
look,
one cup.
What am I talking? I'm going to pull rank here, guys.
Two tongues,
okay.
One cup.
Okay, I'm going to pull rank. You know that I'm a massive, massive whore.
Yeah.
I've had so many threesomes. I've had more threesomes than either of you have had hot dinners.
Right.
Right.
I've had foursomes and fivesomes. And I've never been in a situation where I either had two tongues on my anus at the same time or I've been able to get my tongue into someone's asshole the same time that somebody else has.
It's true,
it's always
Scott.
Been swapsie, swipsie, swapsie. One blah, blah, right, blah, blah. Right. It's, you can get pretty close, but to actually have two tongues on or in there at the same time is logistically very awkward.
I defer to your greater wisdom. If it was possible, you would have done it.
Yeah, let's face it, because I love a good rim.
Yeah.
I love a whim.
A whim. And why would you call that a whim? Surely you'd call it a rim or a pack rim
or a like a grim, a group rim,
a group rim.
Yeah.
Where does whim come from?
Whimmers.
That's a silly name.
Because
for
you just kind of do it off the cuff, whatever.
Just
you know,
a whim.
I totally just like whimming. I reckon it should be a pack rim or a grim, but
maybe it's after you've done it, your jaw is actually dislocated, and someone says, "What did you do to that guy?"
I whimmed him. I totally whimmed it.
Perhaps that's it. If you've had any experiences of more than one tongue,
yeah,
in your
if you've managed to do a double rim,
if you've been whimmed,
let us know.
Or you've been whimming.
This is what we've come to: asking people about their rimming habits.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Wow.
Email
if you've
podcast.
Had someone lick your asshole, text us on 1300.
It's a podcast at talkingpuffy.com.au. We want to know about your whimming experiences.
Don't delay.
Don't delay.
Please Wing correspond
now.
Immediately.
Well, girls,
mummy's got some business to be getting.
Oh, God. Darling, turn.
I'm so
you're making
sorry.
It fizz, darling. It'll go flat. Turn, darling.
Oh, we'll see you next time.
Darling, we've all become Tina Del Twist.
Tina Del Twist is just wears an address. You know, there's no character.
Just him.
Very good. He's very good.
He's
though.
Very skilled.
We've had a lot of letters lately, haven't we?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just been we haven't actually read them out. We've had four over the last 12 months.
I think that's more to the point.
We've been backing up.
If you want to join in on the discussion, poofcast@talkingpuffy.com.au. We will ring you if you want to.
If you
want to
join in on the discussion.
We will rim you if you want to.
What's no. What's the join in the discussion?
Well, it's not Q&A.
Yes, exactly.
We have discussions.
We do.
We talked about your shit phobia for about 2 weeks.
And this week on Talking Puffy to discuss rimming is Sophie Mirabella.
I'd prefer it if it was Sophie DeLazier.
Oh.
No, I love Sophie her. Tucker, I would believe.
Yeah. Sophie Lee, maybe.
Oh, she's still doing
it. I think she's been doing a lot of rimming lately. That's pretty much how she feels in her time.
That's her job.
It should be, you know how they're removing gay panic,
yeah,
as a defence,
yeah,
right. If they really want to address the issues of equality and representation, they should include hot guy rape as a legitimate defence.
A legitimate, yes,
a legitimate defence.
Gays should be allowed to rape really hot guys.
Yeah. It could be classed the, I mean, look at him defence.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, Your Honour. I submit for the defence. Those guns.
Ah!
It should be. It
the
should.
Court finds that I am barely holding myself back as well.
Hot as charged.
Hot as charged.
They know the risks. Yep. If you don't want to get raped, don't go to the gym in South Melbourne.
Don't be
easy.
Hot.
If you don't want to get raped, don't do your hair like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stop wearing that T-shirt that's cut right down to your fucking belly button.
Asking for it.
Asking for it. Talk poofy to me.